bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's hump day, BTN News listeners. Yes, and it's time to get your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show started. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 26th of October, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we couldn't say goodbye to 2016 just yet without having another Apple event now, could we? Nah. And we get to do that starting tomorrow with Apple's Hello Again event. So, what do we expect to be seeing tomorrow? Well, hopefully some new MacBooks. Because, let's face it, since 2015, all we've gotten is a new iMac and a 12-inch MacBook. That's been it. It's time for a change. And of those changes, what we're hearing that we'll be seeing tomorrow, of course, maybe the redesigned MacBook Pro. I guess that's probably a given. Being the facts that the ones we're using right now still have Core i7 chips. Yeah, it's really time for one. The bigger question is, though, are we going to be seeing a new 13-inch MacBook, or is it going to be a new MacBook Air? That is the thing going back and forth right now. We've heard rumors from over at Bloomberg saying that Apple's releasing an upgraded 13-inch MacBook Air with USB-C ports. Then we've got a KGI analyst, a mean guy, we always talk about here on the show. He's saying Apple's passing over the Air in favor of doing something with a 13-inch version of the MacBook first. Who knows? Maybe we'll get both. One thing I have a feeling we won't be seeing, any iPads. Yes, given Apple's earnings just released yesterday, yeah, I don't think many people are buying those. Slackers. Yes, I'm talking about the Slack place, the Slack room. You know, we talk about it on this show all the time. Slack has become very popular, not only just with the BTN network, but a whole bunch of people are using it now. So much, in fact, Microsoft says, you know, we ought to do our own version of Slack. And that's what they've done, and they're calling it Microsoft Teams. Now, actually, this thing was going to be called Skype Teams to begin with, but apparently somebody said, no, not a good idea. Skype isn't always reliable. So, what are you going to get with Microsoft Teams that you don't get with Slack? Well, for right now, we can't really say it'll be much different. Just like Slack, it'll be a web-powered chat service that's designed for teams and colleagues or school classes to collaborate upon. In fact, the leaked screenshots that have been finding their way on the interwebs today look a heck of a lot like Slack. So much, in fact, I'm sniffing out a lawsuit. Now, no, Microsoft hasn't officially announced this thing yet, or that it's even working on a Slack competitor, but that will all change when Microsoft hosts its office event in New York City come November 2nd. Hey, speaking of Microsoft, remember the Microsoft Surface, that big, huge, freaking touchscreen TV? Well, apparently Google thought, well, let's try something like that, but not a TV at all. Let's make a big, freaking whiteboard that'll cost you about $6,000. How about that? Yes, yesterday, Google announced the Jamboard. Rock on! And it's a 55-inch whiteboard. That's really all it is. Of course, though, it's not your standard whiteboard. This one actually connects to the cloud and is going to run alongside that new revamped G Suite. Now, technically, Google's saying this is a computer. It's not just a whiteboard. It's basically a 4K resolution touchscreen, although you wouldn't really know it looking at it, especially when you use it, because it's going to work just like a standard whiteboard, except this is digital. And whatever sketches and notes you feel you need to jot down on the thing, it will be saved directly to a folder called Jams in your Google Drive. And finally, yesterday we ended with Netflix. Today we're going to end with Drugflix. Apparently CEO Reed Hastings over there at Netflix is already looking into the future, man. Hastings said in the long term, movies and shows will be like the opera and the novel. Whatever the hell that means. But he did state there will be subtitles. But that's not really the fun part of this interview. No, the fun part is Hastings going on to say that, hey, how about taking some drugs to entertain you? Yes, no, I'm not making this stuff up. Hastings said that one potential substitute for movies is taking a pill that will entertain you. Now, mind you, Hastings didn't really indicate that any engineers over there at Netflix are designing some super pill, but it definitely seems like the idea is floating around over there. And what I mean by floating around, I mean, whoa, floating around, man. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network, BritishTechNetwork.com, of course, the destination for all the great BTN podcast, and of course, our blog. Get on over there and check everything out for yourself. Like our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And yes, before we join Microsoft Teams, you can still find us at our Slack room. That's at BritishTech.slack.com for our BTN community. The news show will be returning to you on Friday. We'll get you caught caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. Probably a lot of Apple news in there. But until then, if you start hallucinating while you're watching TV today, don't worry about it. That's just Netflix. Anyways, have a great hump day, and thank you very much for listening.